We're continuing in our studies of a Sefer Maaser Rav, so we're up to Siman Gimel or Os Gimel. So it says the Maaser Rav, Iker Netilas Yadayim Letfila Nitkan. So the main purpose of being Masakin, Netilas Yadayim in the morning, what we call Negel Vasser, was for the purposes of Tfila. V'lachin Yesh Lito Levarech L'chol Tfila. Therefore, one should wash Netilas Yadayim and make the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim for every tefillah, not just for Shacharis, but for Mincha and Maariv as well. V'yakpid l'chadchila litol b'kli kimola achila. And l'chadchila, one should be makpid to wash Netilas Yadayim of Negel Vasser the same way he would wash Netilas Yadayim before eating bread. V'shacharis yesh lismoch birchas Netilas Yadayim l'tefillah. Velo yomer oso takeif kishakom, kishain daitel espal miyad. And in the morning, a person should say, Al-Natil Sidayim, not when, the bracha of Al-Natil Sidayim, not when he wakes up in the morning and washes very quickly. Rather, he should say it right before he davens, meaning he should make the bracha of Al-Natil Sidayim the last time he washes his hands before davening, and not on the washing that he makes when he wakes up in the morning. Ubilvad shalo yishkach, as long as he's not going to forget. And if he sounds like if he's going to forget, better to make the bracha right when he wakes up in the morning so that he doesn't forget to make the bracha and be mevatel it altogether. Okay, so let's go back and talk about these halachos. So, Iker Netilas Yadayim L'Tefila Nitkan. So last time we already discussed the Deos and the Rishonim in terms of the Rosh and the Rashba, and then in terms of why a person washes Netilas Yadayim. According to the Rosh, it's because Yadayim Shalav Adam Askanio same, and a person has to make sure he has clean hands when he wakes up in the morning, tikdaven and say kriyashma. And then, in addition, you have the sheet of the Rashba, that he's being makadish himself to do the avoda of Hashem, and he's like the Kohen when he goes to do the avoda with kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, and he's like a bria chadasha every morning, he's getting ready to do his avoda, that's why they were misakin it dafka in the morning. So the machlokas between the Rosh and the Rashba would be, the nafkamina is, should you wash netilas yadayim for other tefilos as well? This we spoke out when we discussed the person who stays up all night. And we said that the Rambam Shita leans in the direction of the Rosh. That's the whole purpose of the washing in the morning. And therefore, the Rosh has no difference why one would wash for Netilas Yadayim in the morning and why would one wash for Mincha and Maariv as well. That if your hands are dirty and you have reason to believe that that's the case, then you're mechuyev to wash with a bracha, in terms of when you daven shacharis at Mincha and Maariv. However, we pointed out that the Gon Shita is similar to that of the Beis Yosef's learning of the Rambam, and the Tur, I believe, learned the Rosh that way as well, which was that, let's say a person is Mesiach Das, a person doesn't remember exactly where his hands were at all times. So a person is Mesiach Das, he is chayev to wash Netilas Yadayim with a bracha for every single tefillah. It's not enough that the person can just say, well, I'm not sure that my hands became dirty when I touched a part of my body that was sweaty or covered normally. So a person can't say for sure that his hands are dirty, so why should he have to wash again? No, says the way the Beis Yosef understands the Rambam, and says the way some understand the Rosh, that we consider Hesach Hadas to not just be a problem when it comes to Seuda. We consider Hesach Hadas to be a problem when it comes to tefillah as well. So just because a person washed Netilas Yadayim in the morning, and the last time he came out of the restroom, he also washed his hands, and he knows that his hands were washed, and he doesn't have any reason to dafka think that his hands became dirty, nevertheless, since he wasn't thinking about it actively for a prolonged period of time, he's mechuyev to wash Netilas Yadayim again with a bracha when the Zman Tefillah comes along. That's the Shita of the Gon. That's probably the Shita of the Rambam. It might be the Shita of the Rosh. That's the way the Torah and the Beis Yosef learn a number of the Rishon. Okay, so that's the Vilna Gon Shita here as well. But Chaps, another nafkamina, as he's saying, why we wash Netilas Yadayim dafka for Tefillah. So that comes out that we should be careful. Let's say you have a person who is going to daven far away from where he wakes up. So a person wakes up in the morning and he's going to want to wash Netilas Yadayim right away. Because as we mentioned last time, I think we mentioned it, there is a third reason to wash Netilas Yadayim in the morning. And that's actually the most popular of all the reasons that people know about, even though the Rishonim don't really speak much about it in terms of the main takana. But the Zohar points out, it's really Gemara and Shabbos as well, that when a person wakes up in the morning, he has a ruach ra on his hands. And therefore, in order to get rid of the Rach Ra, he has a chiyuv to wash right away and get rid of it. Now, this chaps a big nafkamina in terms of when a person is supposed to wash Netilas Yadayim. For example, if you're washing Netilas Yadayim because you want to daven and say brachos and say kriyashma with your hands being clean, or that's like the rush, or if you want to wash Netilas Yadayim because you're like a Briya Chadasha and you're ready to do your avoda like the Rashba, so that wouldn't necessitate washing right away when you wake up in the morning. You can do a few things, take care of some personal needs before you end up making any brachos, before you end up washing, and it's not such a big deal. However, if you hold it, there's a ruach ra, there's some kind of tumah on your hands, so who wants to be masha a ruach ra, ruach tumah on one's hands? You want to get rid of it right away, and therefore, it's incumbent upon a person to quickly try to get rid of that ruach ra as soon as possible, and that's why both the Mishneh Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan recommend that a person should keep an Netilas Yadayim cup next to his bed, and he should wash first thing without even walking Dalet Amos, without even getting involved in anything besides washing the Netilas Yadayim. Get that Ruach Ra off of your hands immediately. Person shouldn't want to feel that he has the Ruach Ra on his hands more than is necessary. However, it's important to keep in mind that when you wash that Netilas Yadayim to get rid of the Ruach Ra, you're not necessarily fulfilling the Iker Takana that the Chachamim made to wash Netilas Yadayim in the morning. Why? Because you're going to do all kinds of other things. You're going to use the restroom. Who knows what a person has to do in the morning. You have to get up. You have to get dressed. You have to, if you have a family, you have to make sure your family takes care of their needs. You have to schlep your kids out of bed. You have to make sure they get on the bus. And then some people, even when they're taking care of everything, they still have to travel before they go to davening. Some people daven right near the house. Some people, they daven in a shul near where they work. Some people, they wake up so early, it's not even the Zman Tefillah yet, so they take care of all kinds of things. They learn the Daf Yomi, they travel to a different shul that's closer to work, and then they daven there. So for those people, says the Gra, they should wait until they say Netilas Yadayim, until they say the Bracha Netilas Yadayim, excuse me, for the last washing that's going to be effective when they're going to daven, so long as they don't forget. So long as they're not going to forget to say al the bracha v'al Netilas Yadayim, because at least there's a takana that you're supposed to say the bracha v'al Netilas Yadayim every time you're chayev to wash, and you were technically chayev to wash before that, and therefore it's important to try to remember to say such a bracha. Okay, let's look at some of the sources inside. So you have in Siman Dalet in the beginning of Hilchos Netilas Yadayim. So you have, the Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Yirchatz Yoda Vivarech Al Netilas Yadayim. Right? A person should wash his hands and say the Bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim. And if you look in the Bir Agra, right at the beginning of the Simen in Sif Katan Aleph, so he says, Yirchatz Yoda Litfila Brachas Tezvav Amin Aleph, V'chein Sider B'sof Simen Beis. Now, so he's explaining how the Shulchan Aruch works. So first of all, he has that one word, which is very important, litfila. The reason you're washing Netilas Yadayim is so you can daven, like it says in the Maaser Rav. And then he says, look in the Gemara, it says, look in the Shulchan Aruch, at the end of Siman Beis. What does he say? V'yivdok atzmoth. Right, Siman Beis, Sivvav, you're supposed to check yourself in order to make sure you don't have to use the restroom before you daven. U'pirish b'siman gimel. Hilchosav, and that's why in Siman Gimel he starts talking about the halachos of the Beis Hakiseh. V'kan yirchatz v'achar kach, hilchos kriyashma v'tefila. Then it says, okay, here's the halachos of the Netilas Yadayim, and then we'll talk about the halachos of tefila and kriyashma afterwards. So that's why this sif in Shulchan Aruch is the way it is, because the Gra is saying that it's dafka a din in tefila. Okay, easy enough. So skipping the middle part. The middle part was that you should be makbid for everything that you're makbid for washing for a su'udah, meaning you're supposed to wash out of a kli, and you're supposed to have koach gavra, and you're supposed to be makbid to that the water should be good water. The water should be good water nowadays. We don't have any issues. Baruch Hashem, we have running water. The water is terrific. That's not really such an issue. But nevertheless, it's something to keep in mind. Okay, so, but the idea that I want to just skip to the end of what he said is that it's very important to be masmich the al Netilas Yadayim to the tefillah. Okay, so if you look in the fancy Maaser Rav that they have, that I have here, I always forget the name of the editor, Zulashinsky, I think, this rabbi, excuse me, I always like to turn to the title page because I have a lot of Hakara Sato for the fantastic job that he did. So this Rav Zulashinsky, what's his first name? Rav Yaakov Zulashinsky. So he did an excellent job compiling different sources, and he has some nice ha'aris on the bottom as well in his own Torahs. So really, I'm just going to read out of his Maiserav. You should get a copy of it. It's fantastic. So he quotes here the Rosh Perek Tes Simen Chaf Gimel in Brachis. So he says, Zelashonon quotes the Rosh, Miu Milashon Shesidram HaGemara Mashmash Yachal Avarach Kolel Abrachas Kod Matilas Yadayim. Right, so the Rosh is talking about Berachas HaShachar, and he says you can really make the Berachas HaShachar before Netilas Yadayim if you really wanted to. He says, So Avav Bishetzarach Litol Miyad Kishikam Mitaso Eino Chashiv Netilim Ifnesha Eino Ela Leruach Ra. So what is he saying over there? This is from the Imre Noam, by the way. He's quoting, I forgot to say it, I'm sorry. He's quoting from the Imre Noam in Maseches Brachos. I don't have my copy on me with the fancy Mosadar of Kook footnotes right now, but they have some nice aris in there on this topic as well. But he's quoting from there, Imre Noam, the Gruz commentary on Maseches Brachos, and he says that even though you really have to wash right away when you get out of bed, Eina Chashiv Natilim Mipnei She'eino Ela L'Ruach Ra. That's only purpose is to get rid of the Ruach Ra. Afshem Yiloshen HaRosh Mashmei She'yachol Omer Kol Eilu HaBrachos Kod Matilas Ruach Ra. Eino Kain. He says, no, you can't be medayik from the Rosh that you're allowed to say the Berachas HaShachar before you do that initial washing to get rid of the Ruach Ra. V'had lo kamaisi ha-gemara l'hach natila d'ruach ra, mishim d'lo ma'iri kan, ela min natila sh'tzarech l'varach alel. Why isn't the gemara talking about ruach ra? We mentioned it. It is a gemara in Masechet Shabbos. Doesn't say you're supposed to wash till you die for Ruach Ra. It just says that there is a Ruach Ra on your hands when you wake up. And the Zohar Kaddish says you're supposed to wash until you die, get rid of the Ruach Ra, and that's quoted in the Torah and the Beis Yosef safe in the Shulchan Aruch. But Lemais, in the end of the day, how come the Rosh isn't talking about it over here? Because there was never a bracha that was nitkan for somebody who is trying to get rid of the Ruach Ra. Here, the Rosh is talking about the Gemara statement in Maseches Brachos on Samach and Beis that says when you wash your hands, you say the Bracha Val Natila Sidayim. That's not the washing of the Ruach Ra. V'chein Iker, delo nitkana Natila Sidayim ala l'tfila. U'delo kamo shemashim v'shulchan aruch demiyad kishikam yutasim v'rach al Natila Sidayim. V'eino Kain says, don't misread the Shulchan Aruch. Or I don't know, I don't want to say he thinks you're misreading the Shulchan. He says, not like it's mashma and Shulchan Aruch. Right, I don't know if he thinks he's arguing on the Shulchan Aruch or he just doesn't want you to misunderstand the Shulchan Aruch into saying that you're supposed to make the bracha on the Tilas Yadayim right when you wake up. The Eino Kain Ela Samach Letfila Bracha on the Tilas Yadayim. You're supposed to make the bracha on the Tilas Yadayim Samach Letfila. You're not supposed to say it right when you wake up in the morning. That would be a mistake. Okay, so this is all we've spoken about so far, the Shita of the Gra. And I actually have a sefer. I don't have it on me right now either, but there's a sefer, an interesting sefer called Libun Halachos. I don't know why I picked it up one time. It had some interesting topics on Shulchan Aruch Arachayim. There's one on Shulchan Aruch Arachayim, there's one on Yeridaya, and he has a long essay, a very long piece where he goes through the ideas of Al Natilas Yadayim Dafka, and he proves that according to everybody, he wants to say according to the Rosh and the Rashba and anybody and everybody under the sun, he brings a million achronim to try to prove that everybody holds this way. It's not just a sheet of the grud. It's not just the Rosh, it's even the Rashba. Everybody holds that you should be saying the bracha on the last possible washing that you're going to have before you daven. The only difference I would suggest between the Gra and others is that since the Gra shita is that you wash even for a Hesach Hadas, it's not only that you would wash if you have if you know your hands are dirty. Let's say you took a bus into the city and then you're going to be davening in the city, so you slept on the bus. So now you definitely have to wash. You slept what we call a Shenis Keva on the bus. It was a long ride. You slept on the train. So then you would definitely have to wash on Latil Sidayim when you wake up to get to davening. But even if you just sat on the bus and you learned Torah the whole time, or you sat on the bus and you read the newspaper, so you have to wash according to the Gra, because he holds that a Hesach Hadas is mechayev you in a new washing with a bracha. And therefore it should dafka be the closest one to the tefillah, kol zman, that you don't think you're going to forget. Okay. I just realized that I do have All right, we're not going to get into it now, but if you, yeah, I found my Imre Noam. There is a beautiful, if you happen to have a copy of the Mosader of Cook Imre Noam, so look in footnote 86. He has a lot of important Mayer Mekomos that get into it. I don't want to get so bogged down in this particular detail, but check out footnote number 86 in the Imre Noam Mosader of Cook edition. He has some very nice stuff in the Mishnah Berurah, and he tries to speak out some of the inyanim very, very nicely. Okay, let's just go a little further in the... Okay, so in terms of being makbid for the things that you're supposed to be makbid for, when it comes to Netilas Yadayim for Seuda. So this is something that comes up in the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Dalet Seif Zayin. So let's just read the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch inside. Simen Dalet Seif Zayin. Tov lahakbid Netilas Yadayim shachud v'chol advarma ma'akbid Netilas Yadayim l'Seuda. So he says it's good to be makbid for everything, excuse me, that you would be makbid for when you wash for a meal. And then adds the Ramah, miyu eino ma'akev, lo kliv, lo koch gavra, v'shar dvar ma'psulim v'tilas asuda. But it's not ma'akev if you don't have a kli, and you don't have koch gavra. Meaning, let's say you just had a faucet that was on. So you could just stick your hands into the faucet, and that would definitely be good enough. So the Bir Agra there has a fairly long comment, certainly for the Bir Agra. So we'll try to read it inside. So he says that Tov lahakbid mimasha kasev per kol abasar notel adam yad of shachris umas naleim kol ayom minikamar shachris mashma ba'osan etila shenotel etfila ba'masna. So it says he quotes the Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara in Chulin has an interesting idea. That you can, at the time of Netilas Yadayim in the morning, you can wash your hands, and you can say, this Netilas Yadayim should be good for the entire day. I shouldn't have to wash another Netilas Yadayim. I'm going to be super careful what I do with my hands, and then you don't have to wash anymore throughout the rest of the day. That's the Chiddush of the Gemara and Chulon on Kuvav and Beis. So now he says, based on that idea, what are we talking about washing in the morning? It means washing for breakfast. You're going to have a roll or a bagel for breakfast. You're going to wash on that, and then you want to make a tanai. I'm going to be super careful with my hands and wear gloves for the rest of the day. Maybe, but the Gemara says no. It's mashma. We're talking about washing the negelvaser. We're talking about washing in the morning, and it's talking about letfila b'masna alma notel kedin netila vircha. Notel Gedin Netila. So that's the source to indicate that you are chayiv to be Notel Yadayim in a way that would work for Seuda as well. Because otherwise, how could you make a Tanai on the Netila that you do in the morning and say that it should work for all the meals you're going to eat over the course of the day? Obviously, it's the type of Netila that would work for a meal. Then he goes further, B'bracha Sham Tezvav Manalf, and our brachas, B'yitel Yada V'chulei. So he quotes all these different Gemaras in Brachas, Tezvav, Shabbos, Nunam, and Beis, and he claims that these are all good sources for the fact that you require Netila Kedina. But the clearest one for our purposes is Kuvav and Beis and Maseches Chulin. Then on the comment of the Ramah that it's not Ma'akev, the question is what does it mean that it's not ma'akev? So he says, he quotes the Beis Yosef in the name of the Avudram, and he says, V'tzarch koch gavra v'shem zohar, quotes the Zohar, v'chad klima ayel d'das kol ha'poskim de'in tzarch. So he says, really, it's better to have a kli, and it's better to have koch gavra. He says, but l'maisa, the Rov Rishonim say, you don't need any of these things. He says, just the Rashba. They call Makom in Ma'akev B'diyev L'gar Mitzror. So he says that it's not Ma'akev B'diyev, because as we point out, that let's say a person doesn't have any of these things. Let's say a person doesn't have a way to wash his hands at all. So a person then should just clean his hands on something. Kol Midi D'Menake. Let's say you had you had baby wipes, you had wet ones, right, some type of hand wipes that certainly do not qualify as Netilas Yadayim. In those days, I have no idea what it means when the Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara says that you can use dirt, you could use wood, you could use a rock to clean your hands. What was on people's hands? I have no idea. But Lameisa, they say anything called Midi Dimanaki. To me, nowadays, with the level of cleanliness that we observe with our hands, it's talking about some type of hand wipes. So obviously that doesn't have a din Netilas Yadayim, but it does get the job done. It does get your hands nice and clean. So therefore, B'di'evet, we allow a person to clean his hands with anything. So then the question becomes, what bracha is a person supposed to make on such a hand washing? Right? Is a person supposed to make a bracha of al nikius yadayim, which seems to be the halacha if a person is going to wash his hands with something that doesn't have the official din of netila? I mean, he's not going to be using koach gavra, or he's just like washing his hands with a rock or wood or something like that. He would say al nikius yadayim, or should he still say al netilas yadayim? Under those circumstances, meaning if you're just going to clean your hands, you say al nikius yadayim. If you're going to actually wash your hands, but you're not going to use koach gavra and something like that, you're just going to stick your hands in a stream of water, or you're going to put them under the faucet, so you'll say al netilas yadayim or al nikius yadayim. This is something that the poskim are done in, and it's mashma that as long kol zman that you have water, you can say the bracha of al netilas yadayim. This is further a shaila. Let's say you're dipping your hands in a river, or you're dipping your hands in a lake. So do you say the bracha of al netilas yadayim or al tevilas yadayim? So this is something which is a diyun among the poskim. Okay, let's move a little bit further to Os Dalet. And in Os Dalet, the Maaser Rav says the following: netilas yadayim l'seuda v'chein l'shachris yad yamin tchila. Right. So when it comes to netilas yadayim, both in the morning, meaning when you're washing negelvasser, and for eating bread, you're supposed to wash your right hand first. And this is something found in Shulchan Aruch as well, in Siman Dalet Sif Yud. Says the Mechaber, no tel kli shel mayim biyad yamino, v'nosno liyad smolo, kedei sheyorek mayim al yamino tchila. The goal is to pick up the kli in your right hand, place it into your left hand, and then use the left hand to wash the right hand. So what is the purpose for all of this? So say the Nosei Kalim over here. Sorry, I just lost my place for one second. I apologize. So the Taz, see, because v'zeh v'chsev v'hiza ha-torah la-tameh v'nirali d'hu adin metila la-achila v'chol shekein hu shahari hasam ikar achiyuv mishum tuma d'srach truma. So here he's saying that he says basically that the Torah should be mazeh. No, I'm reading the wrong Taz. I very much apologize. The Taz. I was reading Sifkat and Zayin. That's taking the kli from someone who hasn't washed yet. And Sifkat and Vav, he says the reason. So he says Kadesha Yar, Kadesha Yisgaber Yamin Shehu Chesed Al Smol Shehu Din. Meaning we want the Midas Hadin to be beaten by the Midas Chesed. So the right hand recommends Midas Chesed, and the left hand recommends the Midas Adin. We have a lot of examples of this. Like, for example, when it comes to how you're supposed to be mechanic people, it says Yamin Mekarev Usmol Docha, right? The right hand pulls towards you, and the weaker hand pushes away. You're not supposed to just grab and bring somebody so close to you with both hands right away. You're supposed to push them aside a little bit, but it should always be the stronger hand pulling close, because that's the Midas HaChesed, and the Midas HaDin should be Docha a little bit. A lot of examples of that. But what are we talking about over here? We're talking about the Midas HaChesed being overpowering the Midas HaDin. That's the whole goal of taking the right hand and taking the kos in the right hand and having the left hand service the right hand. So you pick it up in the right hand, showing the right hand is the Iker. Then you pass it to the left hand so that the left hand can service the right hand, which is the din servicing the Midas HaChesed. I think that's the way it's understood. If you look in the Bir Agro there in Sifkat and Yud, so he quotes the Zohar, and he quotes the source from the same thing as the Taz. He says it in fancy Zohar language, but if I'm mistaken, I apologize. But that's the way I understood it. He basically saying the exact same thing as the Taz. Fine. But just a quick story. It also involves the wife of the Vilna Gaon in this story. So supposedly I read this in the there's a list of Rav Shach's grandson collected all the stories. Rav Shach used to like to say over in Shurim and in Shmuzin that he gave. So one of the stories about the wife of the Vilna Gaon and about Schar in this world or Schar in the next world. So he said the wife of the Vilna Gaon used to have a a friend with whom she worked on many chesed projects. So they had a deal that whoever died first would come to the other one in a dream and tell her what things were like in the Olam Amis. So that was their deal. So it happened to be that that the friend died first, and she came to the wife of the Vilna Gaon in a dream a few days later. And she said, I don't have rishus to tell you too much. I don't have a lot of permission to say much when it comes to what's going on in the Olam Amis. The one thing I'm allowed to tell you is as follows. You remember one time we were collecting tzedakah for a particular tzorech, and there was a particular gevir that we used to go to get money. And we went to his house, and he wasn't there. We knocked on the door, we didn't see him. Okay, so we went on our way. And then as we were leaving, you saw that he was coming down the block back to his house. And you tapped me and you pointed. You said, look, there he is. So the only thing I can tell you is, in Shemayim, they noticed that you pointed and I didn't point. Meaning, you got more schar than I did for that particular mitzvah because you did one tiny little maisa more than I did. So I just thought it's an amazing yisod to bring home this point that you take the kos and you put it from the left hand to the right and the right. Who cares what hand you put the kos in? It says, no, it's very chashuv. The midas harachamim is overpowering, the midas haches is overpowering the midas hadin. That's something special. And we should keep that in mind, that the small things that we do in Shemayim have a tremendous effect. Okay, let's do one more os hey. B'shachris ma'ara dalad pa'amim. In the morning, we pour four times. Gimel pa'am lahavi ruach ra, upam dalad letaher hamayim shenitmu. So why do we pour four times? Because really, pour three times to get rid of the ruach ra. But then, this is the difference between the Gaon and everybody else. Everybody else says, okay, so you're good enough, you got rid of the ruach ra. But the Gaon says, no, that's not good enough. Why? Because you didn't get rid of the tame water that's now sitting on your hands. So that's the difference between the Gra sheet of washing four times and everybody else who says that it's not a problem to just wash three times. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this as a sheet. It's Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Yud. He mentions that the Gaon held you wash four times just to get rid of the Ruach. I don't claim to have any insight into why three times gets rid of the Ruach Ra or why four times gets rid of the Ruach Ra. It's not, I assume the only machlokus that's going on between everybody else and the Gaon on this one is just that that everyone else is saying, listen, you're either going to dry your hands after the third one, so you're getting rid of the tummy water like that, or you're going to wait till your hands air dry, so you'll get rid of the tummy water like that. In the end of the day, you're not going to have tummy water on your hands. The tumah is gone from your hands, and amela, the water will be gone at some point very, very soon. And the Gaon says, no, if the whole point is to try to get rid of the ruach ra, so what do you need the tummy water sitting on your hands for longer than you need, is necessary either? The whole goal was, you don't want to walk down the office. You want to get rid of the ruach ra as soon as possible. Okay, so you want to get rid of the ruach ra as soon as possible. Don't you want to get rid of the tummy water as soon as possible also? So therefore, wash a fourth time to try to get rid of that tummy water, and now you don't have anything. Now you don't have anything sitting on your hands at all. Fine. So I'll just quote to you from the Divrei Shlomo, Reb Shlomo Mivilna's commentary on the Maaseh Rav. So he quotes it in this edition of the Maaseh Rav. Says, "V'nirali de begimel pa'amim achronim ein sarach ledakdek afilu lechadchila achar kli shlema v'koach gavra de dafka minatila letfila yesh ledakdek shiye kli kosher v'koach gavra." He says everything we said beforehand, that it's good to be medakdek in everything that you do for eating bread, also the netilas daim in the morning, that's only the netila that you do for tefillah. So really, you only need that for the one and one. What kind of a netila do you need for davening? Only need one pouring and one pouring. The whole three pourings, and if for the Gaon, the whole four pourings is only for the ruach ra aspect. So who says you need koach gavra for ruach ra? Who says you need a real kli for ruach ra? So this is If you just have for davening, all you need is one revius. What else do you need? Says all you need is shvicha achas. So this is an interesting idea that he's supposing that really for ruach ra you don't need koch gavra, you don't need a kli, and that's why I saw some poskim. I saw a certain particular very chashuv posik who holds that if you just want to wash a tilas yadayim in the morning and you're going to be washing for real later on, all you got to do is run your hands under the sink 6 times, 8 times if you want to be like the gon. So that's good enough. You don't have to have a kli, you don't have to have koch gavra. It's not necessary because you're not even doing the washing for davening at that point in time. You're only doing the washing for davening later when you're getting ready to go. So then you should have a kli. But for the just to get the ruach ra off as soon as possible, why mess around with kalim? Why mess around with koch gavra? It's good enough to just do it. It's good enough to just do it under the faucet. Make sure you get the right amount of times to get rid of the ruach ra. Okay, continue Bezra Hashem next time from Osbach.